This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The scenes of supporters of Brazil's defeated President Jair Bolsonaro breaking into government buildings that are the very symbol of their country's democracy brought back memories of the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Both incidents were fueled by claims of defeated populist presidents that fraud cost them re-elections. Both were amplified by social media, and the two presidents share some common advisors and allies, but there are also differences between the two attacks. The one in Brazil occurred after Bolsonaro left office on January 6th. Then President Donald Trump was trying to get supporters to stop Congress from ratifying his loss. Republicans have approved their rules packet for governing U.S. House operations, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The rules package was approved 220 to 213, a party line vote with one Republican opposed. Central to the package is the provision that allows any one lawmaker to make a motion to vacate the chair, a vote to oust the speaker. There are other provisions that weaken the power of the speaker's office and turn over more control of the legislative business to rank and file lawmakers. But it's an open debate if the changes will make the House more transparent in its operations or grind it to a halt. Norman Hall, Washington.
The special grand jury in Atlanta that has been investigating whether then-President Donald Trump and his allies committed any crimes while trying to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia has finished its work. The judge overseeing the panel issued an order Monday dissolving the special grand jury. That order says the grand jurors completed a final report and that a majority of the country's superior court judges voted to dissolve the special grand jury. It heard from dozens of witnesses, including numerous close Trump associates in the cases among several around the country that threatened legal peril for the former president. This is VOA News. A problem developed during Virgin Orbit's attempt to launch the first satellites into orbit from Western Europe, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn is reporting.
Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit company is calling it an anomaly that prevented it from reaching orbit and says it's evaluating the problem. The U.S.-based company was using a modified jumbo jet named Cosmic Girl, which took off from Cornwall in England to release a rocket at 35,000 feet over the Atlantic to the south of Ireland. But about 2 hours after takeoff, the company reported a problem. The rocket was supposed to take 9 small satellites into orbit, some for civil use and some for defense. UK officials had high hopes for the mission. Virgin Orbit's previously completed 4 similar launches from California. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday said the resilience of Ukraine's forces fighting off waves of attacks in the eastern region of Donbas had helped the country win time and gain strength. Zelensky said that the battle for Donbas continues, and although the occupiers have now concentrated the greatest efforts on Soledar, still the result of this difficult and prolonged battle will be the liberation of the entire Donbas. Zelensky did not spell out what he meant by gaining time and strength, but Ukrainian officials and senior officers have warned that Russia is planning a new major offensive in the coming months. The U.S. Justice Department is reviewing a batch of potentially classified documents found in the Washington office space of U.S. President Joe Biden's former institute. Special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, says a small number of documents with classified markings were discovered as Biden's personal attorneys were clearing out the offices of the Penn Biden Center, where the president kept an office after he left the vice presidency in 2017, until shortly before he launched his 2020 presidential campaign in 2019. Sauber says the documents were found on November 2nd in a locked closet in the office. Prince Harry has accused his stepmother, Camilla, the queen consort, of leaking private conversations to the media to burnish her own reputation. He's been promoting a new book that lays bare his story of his life behind palace walls. In interviews broadcast Sunday and Monday, Harry accused members of the royal family of getting into bed with the devil to gain favorable tabloid coverage. He singled out Camilla's efforts to rehabilitate her image with the British people after a long-time affair with his father, now King Charles III. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.